This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the Tenari.
There's a monster in my podcast.
The worst demons.
Yeah, chaos and evil defined.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know he's bad because he's got a jagged sword and a cat of nine tails, which looks like a third grader's drawing of a Medusa.
Yeah, it means he gets 10 attacks in a round. God damn it.
Fuck. I thought you learned.
So, as mentioned, a little peek behind the kimono. I oftentimes use the website.
The Lumion.
Yes, lumion.d for these, as opposed to using the book, even though I have the book, just because it's put away and I'm lazy and I'm like at my computer anyway. Because that compiles every monster's manual.
Okay.
Finding the Tenari is a nightmare because every single possible Tenari gets its own entry in the Planescape book. And they're more interesting there, but I couldn't find the original Tenari, and then lost track of, I was like meant to do it, and then I lost track of time. So I'm looking at the Planescape Tenari. So I'm doing a Planescape report on this bad boy.
Okay. So the two that are in the main book are the Balor and the Merilith.
Okay. Well, I can just look up those two.
Yeah. Just so you know, if we want to hit those, and then you can, you can embellish with Planescape stuff.
Well, I ended up looking at the general, the ones, and that is not as detailed.
Yeah.
I was expecting a little bit more.
Yeah.
So
I'm not really that crazy enthusiastic about the participants in the Blood War. I like the idea of the Blood War itself, but I'm just not crazy about the way the Balor present themselves.
No, like the Balor, the Tenari are shitty.
Yeah.
Like undeniably shitty. Like the Byatsu are cool. And they talk about this, so that's one thing that the Planescape version makes a little bit better, because they talk about, you know, how the Byatsu, you know, try to lure humans in with contracts and stuff, and that's undeniably cool.
Yes.
But they position the Tenari as people who they still try to lure humans, but it's like just like base temptations.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just like, hey, like, don't you want to go torch a hobo? You know, and then once they do, they murder you.
Right, right.
You know, I guess is the thing that happens. So they're still schemers, but just like only the higher level ones are.
Right.
And their caste system is shitty. It's not like, again, they're not lawful. So their caste system is just how strong you are.
Right.
Is your caste.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're pretty, you know, might makes right, just kind of generic monsters.
Right. So in the main monster manual, like they talk about the Balors, like they, of the participants, they're the ones who value going to the prime material plane the most, is what they say. Understanding that the more followers they gather, the, you know, in the prime material, the more power they're going to have. You know, kind of throughout the entire planescape.
Yeah. Which is fine. And then the Merilith are the true powers behind the Blood War, who are slightly more subtle.
Right. They're the strategists, whereas the Balor are just the kind of the engines of war. They're the fire and fury.
Yep. And they both are just like Final Fantasy 1M bosses.
Right.
You know, it's just the kind of shit that they kept pulling up for early Final Fantasies. Like they couldn't figure out what to, you know, what entry of the monster manual to knock off.
Yeah.
You know, they did these guys.
Didn't I fight thousands of Nagas on my way here? What is supposed to make me like kind of excited about the Merilith?
She's got more arms.
True. Yeah. Six of them.
Yeah. It's like that Spider-Man mishap that he had.
it's like Goro, but 50% more. Like when you buy soap.
When it comes to Goro, I want some Moro.
So that's a little bit what we're dealing with. You notice on the do you have a drawing of the Merilith? Because we got a real situation where convenient arm placement is obscuring her nipples, and she is definitely free breasting it, because nobody has made a six arm shirt.
Well, and she's got a serious set of big naturals.
Yes. Yeah.
So like these are not to be trifled with.
No, they seem really inconvenient.
Like for whom?
For her.
Oh, okay. I guess
no, you're right. Yeah. If you're swinging a bunch of stuff, it's, you know, you don't see an awful lot of busty female golfers,
Oh, that's true. It's why the Amazons cut off one of their breasts.
Right.
No. And you'd think the Merilith would cut off, because what's purpose are these, unless I guess just a nurse young, which, yeah, that's a weird image, you know, like six tiny baby arms wrapped around this milk bag.
Oh man. I don't want to start reconciling the fact that she has breasts with the fact that she is half reptile.
Oh yeah. So like, she just rubs eggs against her nipples until they're fed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like through the magic of osmosis.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm snake woman. I'm not a bird. And when I get to nipping, you know, it's time to get the hands on these shit all night.
Hey, Gary.
Rub them up and feel the nips. What?
I'm going to ask you a real question. I need you to answer as honestly as I can. Do you think that nursing can only happen when a woman is nipping?
Can. So the tricky part of that is can. Only happen because I think that like when I've seen, so I've seen breastfeeding,
right
it's like I've had coworkers.
It is a perfectly natural thing that just happens.
And I've seen it in restaurants and stuff, and sometimes I'm never like, I'm not like, man, you know, I gotta see this thing, because the fact that there's a baby sucking milk out of it does ruin any erotic pleasure
that
I might ordinarily derive from the breast, but I've seen like a woman like switch, you know, and they're always like rock hard. So I don't know if you have to be,
right?
Or if it just happens as part of it.
Just in your little rhyme, and I understand what you were saying there was like, oh, I'm nipping, time to milk.
Yeah. Well, I was saying it was time to fucking pinch and nuzzle and like, yeah. I was doing the pervy thing. I ran out of things to say about these guys, so I was just going back to my old standby of being a lecherous monster when it comes to big naturals.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.